Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Today, we actually have a unique version of the podcast. Here's why. Two stories are from sports, and then one is actually a Twitter thread about Kelly Victoria, who made a kid's, almost probably this kid's life. So our first story is concerning Kelly Victoria. That is her handle on Twitter. It says the Fox. And she shared this very lighthearted and happy story about how she played essentially the role of a fairy for this super young little girl and made her life. So she adopted the name Sapphire the Fairy. And at the beginning of the pandemic, she decided that she was going to go for a walk. She walked down the street and she noticed that there is a small little tree planter. And inside of it was a small little fairy garden that this four-year-old girl had made because she felt lonely in quarantine and wanted to spread some cheer and happiness. And later on, as the story goes, they would write notes to each other. Kelly herself adopted the moniker of Victoria, adopted the moniker of Sapphire, the fairy, and played the role of the fairy as a pen pal. She talked with the parents. They sent stuff back and forth through the little fairy garden that the little girl had made. And the rest of the thread is just a great, great short read. It will probably take you like 5 minutes or so. They wrote letters back and forth. And it really not only is an uplifting story for us to read, but Kelly talks about how this was great for her just to be able to be so invested in this magical time for this little girl. So I'll let you go ahead and read the whole thread. It's posted in the tweet itself, but it's a fantastic way that you can just still spread a little bit of happiness, even if you don't have happiness yourself. And in this case, Kelly decided to dress up as a fairy and actually meet this little girl and make sure everything is COVID safe. And it's just a feel-good story for you to read at your own leisure and time. Our second story is actually from the world of sports. And it is probably my favorite story that I saw yesterday when I was watching the football game of Arizona State versus University of Arizona. If you don't know, that game, Arizona State versus University of Arizona, is the longest rivalry in the nation. Put aside all the rivalries that you think about, this rivalry is the longest standing rivalry that in the history of the FBS, the college football league. And this was a pivotal game, not only because the Sun Devils had beaten the Wildcats three times before and they're going for a fourth one, but also because this is the first time that we saw Jackson He. Jackson He is the first Chinese-born player in college football, and he himself has an absolutely magnificent story. He was born in China, and he came to the States and played college. He played high school football in California, and then very quickly signed to go to Arizona State. He was not a huge standout running back or even linebacker. He wasn't an amazingly great player, but in high school, over the course of his three, four years there, he became the most improved player in the system playing for Coach Allen. And then, because of his work there, he got an offer to come to Arizona State. And yesterday, in a blowout victory of 70, that's 70-7, in a college football game, again, that's 70-7, Jackson He scored a touchdown. Again, the score is 70-7, so a lot of people scored touchdowns, but Jackson is the first Chinese-born player to score a touchdown in the history of collegiate football. And if you want to learn more about his story, just Google his name. One fun fact is when he was coming to the States, he had to pick an American name. And he just picked Jackson because he listened to Michael Jackson songs a couple times when he grew up in China. Absolutely amazing. And when you look at his jersey, he has his original name in Chinese characters on his jersey nameplate on the back of his jersey, which is just a fantastic story. And he has a quote here that says, "I want to prove that the Chinese can play really good football. I have a chip on my shoulder. I want everybody to recognize us," we can have success, not just in basketball, but in football too. If you don't know what he's referring to, Yao Ming and Jeremy Lin are of Chinese descent and play in the NBA. Yao Ming was a multi-time All-Star. Jeremy Lin obviously had Linsanity a couple years ago when he was on the New York Knicks. But in football, we have never seen a Chinese-born player not only score or actually make any dividends in the collegiate league, and Jackson is the first one that is Chinese born, and he plays really good football. He got a couple of runs, and the best part about the story is after he scored his touchdown, immediately he was on the kick coverage team the play immediately after. So he scores, he does a little dance, celebrates with his teammates, and then he's right back out on the field and chasing down the kickoff. Love it. Absolutely great story, and happy that he is a fellow Arizona State Sun Devil. Our third and last story for the day is actually, again, from the world of sports, because yesterday was another first as well. Vanderbilt, if you don't know, signed Sarah Fuller, and she's the first woman to play on a collegiate team, and now the first woman to score in a Power 5 collegiate football game. Sarah not only scored a point, but she kicked two extra points in Vandy's game against Tennessee yesterday. Yesterday. The first came with 1:50 to go in the first quarter and made her the first woman to score in a top-level college football game since April Goss in 2015. The reason why this is such a big deal is because now Fuller has a huge platform because she's the first woman to play in a Power 5 game. And the quote that she has is, "I'm just excited. I'm so happy we got a touchdown, and I was ready to go out and do my thing." She's played in a previous game before this, but she didn't get to score then because Vanderbilt was shut out. Vanderbilt had lost that first game 41-0 to Missouri on the 28th of November, and she didn't play in the December 5th game because Vandy didn't have enough players available to play against Georgia, so the game was postponed. But Fuller was the starting goalie, actually, originally, to the women's soccer team for Vanderbilt, and then later she was actually asked to kick for the football team. Because the football team needed a kicker due to a couple players testing positive for COVID-19 among their special teams groups. Fuller immediately was available. She went through the COVID-19 testing protocol and then said, "I am here to help. I am a part of the Vanderbilt family and I just wanted to help." April Goss and New Mexico's Katie Nida are the only other two women to score in an FBS college football game, and Nida becomes the first woman to score a point at a top level of college football when she kicked an extra point in 2003. Fuller added a second extra point on Saturday in the fourth quarter, right after Vandy scored its second touchdown. When it comes to her position and kind of what she thinks about her platform, she said that the only play and action of her game is being a little bit blown out of proportion. All she did was kick an extra point. But what's great is that she has proven herself as a legitimate college kicker over the last few weeks of the season, despite her limited experience. She told Yahoo Sports' Pete Tomlin last week that she was realizing just how big of a massive opportunity that she has to inspire others. A quote from her, "I'm realizing I have the capability to have a voice and send out a positive message. I'm really trying to think through that right now and getting advice from family and friends that I trust on how to use this platform that I have correctly." So some great news coming from Vandy that not only did they sign her, and even though she was on the soccer team originally, but now she has been the first woman to score in a Power 5 game. So great job, Sarah Fuller. Keep crushing it. And I think the message to anyone in terms of the first Chinese-born player to score a touchdown in FBS history or the first woman in the Power 5 to score is just whatever you want to do, whether you're boy, girl, in between, you don't identify as a binary association, whatever you want to do, if you have a dream, go for it. And don't let other people say that you can't do something, even if it's in a field that is not dominated by people that may look like you or people that are doing something that maybe don't necessarily understand your background. Sarah is a woman who is a kicker for a college football team. There are no women's college football teams. She joined the men's team, and she's the kicker, and she scored not only once but twice in a game for Vanderbilt. Jackson He is a Chinese-born football player who barely spoke English when he came to the States in high school and decided to put the metal, put the work in and put the pedal to the metal when it came to getting better at football, put the work in, became the most improved player in high school, then got the opportunity to play collegiate football, and has now scored his first touchdown for Arizona State. And I think it's only a matter of time until we see both of these players, hopefully, reaching the NFL. And we no longer have these game of firsts, first woman, first Chinese born. It's just talking about players that are doing great things in their respective fields. That is it for today's edition of Three Good Things. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The reason I do this podcast is because I've been told I don't talk good. So the reason I do this is to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to hit me up in my DMs on any platform. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. If you have any feedback or if you want to be a guest in a future episode, feel free to contact me. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Three Good Things, and I'll see you tomorrow.